Yeah, they are going to open an ethics investigation over Wendy Rogers' social media post after that awful shooting in Buffalo, New York, a shooting police say was racially motivated violent extremism. And if you read this guy's manifesto or any part of it, it's obvious that that's what motivated this guy, right? The post being called into question from State Senator Wendy Rogers is this, simply this: Fed Boy Summer has started in Buffalo. She posted that on the far-right social media site Gab on Saturday, and some of her colleagues believe it implies what's known as a false flag operation. Now, you have to be a little bit familiar with the Alex Joneses of the world and the super uber far-right extremists to know what that means. A false flag operation means it was an attack that was put on by the federal government. And remember, Alex Jones got taken to court for suggesting that it was actors at Sandy Hook. You know, it was a bunch of second grade actors who got shot and killed, right? That was nice. So the Senate stopped short of expelling Rogers. After the Senate hearing, Rogers issued a statement condemning the violence in Buffalo. And she said that her comment that Fed Boy Summer has started in Buffalo was taken out of context. Let me read you what it said exactly in her statement here. Sadly, my comment was taken completely out of context and became a false narrative that's now the focal point of a firestorm created by certain race-obsessed members of the media. Well, if you're a race-obsessed member of the media because you're reporting on a racially motivated
shooting. That's what the police say it is.
Yes.
The police told the media it is a racially motivated attack.
That's what this manifesto, which is believed to have been written by the shooter in Buffalo, says, right? She didn't explain, Senator Rogers didn't explain what the context was that was missing that would offer proof she wasn't suggesting that this wasn't a false flag op. So, by the way, there were only three senators that voted to not open this investigation, and it was brought forth by a Republican, Senator Majority Leader Rick Gray. However, our KTAR political analyst, Dr. Mike O'Neill, doesn't see the expulsion of Wendy Rogers actually happening.
Republicans might ultimately go along with some form of censure, but I just can't see expulsion happening.
And why won't she be expelled?
I just can't see expulsion happening, simply because that would put in jeopardy the very, very thin Republican majority in both houses of the legislature.
It's probably why Governor Ducey said earlier this year that she's better than a Democrat, because he was referring to needing the votes to get legislation passed. Of course, the shooter posted a 180-page manifesto online explaining his racist, anti-Semitic motives, detailing how he planned to carry out the attack. And I think here is why so many Republicans would like to just see Wendy Rogers go away, if she could be replaced by another Republican vote in the state legislature, because this guy really isn't what you would consider to be a Republican. He says in his manifesto, when I was 12, I was deep into communist ideology. Talk to anyone from my old high school and ask them about me, and you will hear from age 15 to 18, however, I consistently move farther to the right. On the political compass, I fall in the mild, moderate, authoritarian left category. And he says in there, I would prefer to call myself a populist, but you can call me an ethno-nationalist, eco-fascist, national socialist if you want. I wouldn't disagree with you. Conservatism is corporatism in disguise. I want no part of it, he said. So, you know, it's almost like Wendy Rogers is welcoming him into the conservative side of things. And you would think that Republicans would want to just basically kick her out of the party, if nothing else, because she continues to make people have an ability to point to Republicans and say, well, the guy's on your side. You get Wendy Rogers backing him here.